The COVID-19 outbreak in Gauteng, which is the epicenter of South Africa's third COVID wave or outbreak, as the increase in cases are set to surpass the province's first and second wave peaks. This afternoon, we chat to our guest, Dr. Vikash McCann, who is a diabetologist in general practice. Dr. Vikash, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Murthy Youssef. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time. So firstly, update us on this third wave. Is it far worse than what was expected? And are things going to get worse before they get better?
So I think on that first question, it's definitely far worse than I think any of us have expected, especially in the health field. We knew a third wave was upon us, but we didn't expect it to be this bad. And I think now that we're on the ground and we're seeing what's happening, it's really scary. As to whether or not it's going to get better, it's a bit early to say. We know that cases in Gauteng particularly are increasing exponentially, and we're definitely on an upward trend. As to whether or not we will be or nearing our peak, that's a bit difficult to say at this point in time. But I feel that we're definitely going to be dealing with these, with this number of cases at least for the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Now, in terms of the Indian and perhaps the Malay community, why does the Indian community of South Africa seem to be hardest hit? Is it in our genetic heritage, weaker immune system, diets? What are the factors?
So I think there's multiple factors which have contributed to it affecting our Indian population as much as it has. I think there's definitely a genetic component. We know that COVID, the moderate to severe disease, seems to affect more the black and Indian communities, and that's more on a genetic basis. Furthermore, I think also a lot of Indian patients suffer with underlying comorbidities like diabetes, which is also due to lifestyle factors and also due to the fact that we have a genetic predisposition, towards the development of diabetes. So we're seeing increased numbers of COVID deaths in our population, which is quite scary.
Yes. With the high number of cases currently, how is the current situation in hospitals? Oxygen stocks seems to be getting depleted. How well is the medical fraternity prepared?
So right now, I would say we're on the brink probably of collapse. I'm sure many doctors would have their own opinion on that. But at the moment, private and public healthcare facilities are at capacity. We just got an update today that, again, LenMed and Dakshina Hospital are on divert. And ease of access is not there. Patients, both whether it be COVID disease or other medical conditions, who need to seek urgent healthcare. Unfortunately, hospitals don't have beds, whether it be high care ICU beds, even in certain general wards. So a lot of patients are being managed at home currently, and even our current oxygen supplies in terms of what we've been providing are on the brink of being depleted. We've had to request assistance from other provinces at this point in time.
Yes. After everything we've witnessed, especially the third wave, you still get, those who say COVID doesn't exist, that type of mentality or that type of attitude. What do you have to say to them, Doc?
I think by now, it's understandable. People have, there's a lot of myths and a lot of misconceptions regarding COVID. But I think by now, it would have surely affected many people's lives, and they'd be seeing people either being directly or indirectly affected by COVID. And I think it's important to the public that people are more cognizant and people are more aware that their actions will result or will ultimately determine how bad this third wave is. I think many healthcare professionals will urge all members of the public to please just take all the necessary precautions. These have been harped on from the beginning of the pandemic. But in terms of any forms of gatherings, I think that's one thing which has also further affected our Indian community, where there's been many gatherings, whether it be for religious events or whether it be for, just social reasons. And I think that's what's contributing to the increased cases which we're seeing currently.
Yes, rather precarious situation, undoubtedly, Dr. Vikash. Thank you very much for availing yourself to chat.
No, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Go well. Bye-bye.